Well, happy seventh day of the feast. Wow. Did it go by fast? Well, happy feast. Today, as the children's choir is going to be coming up for special music later, I wanted to give a message that little kids could relate to. And by little kids, I mean kids of all ages, including Gordon, but specifically the younger kids. We're going to have to use our imaginations today. So we're all going to have to become kids a little bit. A question, do you like good stories? How many of you like good stories, right? Yeah, have you ever read a story or heard a story where there's so many details, so much description that it feels real to you? It feels like you're living in that world. Well, here at the feast the past 7 days, we've heard stories. We've heard stories about the millennial reign of Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. We get little glimpses of it here and there, but I'll admit sometimes it's a little hard to seem real in my mind. So today, we're going to use our imaginations. See, we talk about this world that goes from destruction to utopia. But let's make it real. What's it going to be like day to day in the millennium? So instead we're going to use our imaginations, what we're going to do is we're going to read some letters from the millennium. So we're going to time travel into the future. We're going to travel maybe 20 years into the millennium. Right, so Jesus has returned. We're starting to build the kingdom of God on earth 20 years in. And we're going to read letters from a grandpa to his grandson about what everyday life might be like in the millennium. So our characters here, we've got grandpa, okay? So grandpa grew up in this world. He grew up not a believer. But when Jesus returned, all these things started happening. He basically had no choice but to believe that Christ was the conquering king of the universe. And he lived through the Great Tribulation into the millennium. Now he's writing letters to his grandson, who is about 8 years old. He was born in the millennium. That's all he's ever known. Kind of like some of you kids. You've grown up in the church. That's all you've ever known. And that's a blessing. This little boy, born in the millennium, doesn't know anything about this present world we live in now. That's all the past. So, are you ready to use your imagination, kids? And older kids? All right, let's dive in. So the grandchild writes, "Dear Grandpa, it's been a while since we visited. I wanted to share what adventures I've been having. Last week, my class took a field trip to the goat playground built in an old gun factory. I still don't know what a gun is, but the goats sure do love to climb on everything here. Right, what use would a gun factory be in the millennium? Well, a goat playground, right? So here this little boy drew a picture there of the goats hanging out on a little conveyor belt. Maybe some old bits of metal that it's just fun for goats to climb on now. There'd be no other purpose for guns in the millennium. Maybe they would make it into a playground." Right? We're reminded of this in a familiar passage that we've referenced earlier, Isaiah 2:4. Second part, "They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks." Or maybe goat playgrounds, if you read between the lines there. "Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." That's a beautiful time that we look forward to. There'll be no more need for weapons. So Grandpa writes back, "So good to hear from you, kiddo. I'm still adjusting to this new world, but it's nice to hear you're enjoying it so much." Grandchild responds, "Yes, I am. And tomorrow, on third day, we'll have a Tree of Life tea-making class." Right? So I said third day in there. You know, we're not going to use the names of the week that we use currently in English. Like Thursday is named after the pagan god Thor. Wednesday, after Woden, the sun god. I think even Friday is a Germanic god, Frey. Those names are going to be gone. There's no place for pagan names in Christ's millennial kingdom. Not at all. So maybe, like in biblical times, they just referred to the days of first of Sabbath, fourth of Sabbath. Just the order, the number becomes the name. Speaking of renaming, think about the planets that we refer to. Mars, Venus, Saturn, all named after pagan gods. Kids, do you want to rename the planets? Those names are going to go away. Start thinking about that now. Maybe you can be the one that gets to rename the planets. Got any good ideas? Like Fluffy Bunny Planet, maybe? Maybe it's going to be your job. Tree of Life tea-making class. Well, we read in Revelation 22, at the end of the verse there, talks about that tree of life, bearing 12 fruits, bearing its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for healing of the nations. Now, I don't know what that looks like. Maybe you just chomp on the leaves. Maybe you make them into tea. Maybe you wear them on your head. I don't know, but they are for healing, and that is something that the nations will definitely need as they rebuild after the Great Tribulation. So, maybe kids, you'll have classes to learn how to make tea from the Tree of Life. Could be. We're using our imaginations here. All right, the grandkid continues. Maybe we can meet up on first day. Right, again, we're not going to use the normal days, the names that we use now. We'll get a yummy peace burger from Miller's Farm. I'm assuming Miller's Farm will be still, you know, intact in the millennium, so that one's gonna make the cut. For dessert, we can have ice cream with the fruits of the spirit toppings, right? You just take the fruits of the spirit, and they'll be nice produce made the right way without pesticides, without any of that garbage. Grandpa, yes, I would enjoy that. It's so nice to be able to have sweets made with wholesome ingredients that I don't have to worry about my teeth rotting or getting diabetes, right? What's rotting? What's diapletes? You use silly words, Grandpa, right? This boy's not going to know what diabetes is. It's going to be gone. Diseases, sickness, all gone. We look forward to that time. Grandkid continues, oh, I forgot to tell you, in class last week, King Jesus stopped by our class Bible study. It was so cool. He was telling us stories about how bad Jonah smelled after that big fish incident. He even made a smelly fish appear out of nowhere so we could smell it. Little drawing there. Now, it seems kind of silly or almost disrespectful to think about that, but we know from Jesus' example, he loved the little children. He said, come unto me, held them in his arms. Even though he's going to be king of the whole universe, there's that soft spot for kids. Perhaps he would come by and teach a silly lesson to kids to help them learn about the truth and to learn about history of how he's worked with his people in the past. Grandpa, that's awesome. If you see him again, can you ask him why he made mosquitoes, right? Your grandpa lived through this world, the tribulation. He probably suffered a lot of mosquito bites. That's a good question. Maybe you've thought of that too. But I'm so happy you get to grow up knowing the truth. I grew up with wars, confusion, suffering, violence, faithlessness, right? All the things we see in this present world. Silly grandpa, everyone knows mosquitoes were made to suck out the brown spots of bananas. That's what they're for. They're just busy sucking blood now, but in the millennium, maybe they won't suck blood anymore, right? Maybe there'll be portable radios playing your favorite tunes. You know that the buzz, that hum when you hear mosquitoes? They could be trained to sing hymns instead. We don't know. He continues, what is a war? Is that like the sound my pet bear makes when you accidentally step on his toe? War! Wouldn't you like to have a pet bear? In the millennium, it could be possible. Sorry, bear, I stepped on your toe. War! Grandpa, no, little one, a war is a bad thing that Jesus did away with when he came back. That's not a thing anymore. You don't need to learn about that anymore. We read in the scripture earlier, they will learn of war no more. To follow that up in Isaiah 11:9, we're reminded again, they shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as waters cover the sea. What a time that would be. People will have knowledge of God's truth. They'll have peace. Their lives will be complete. Grandkid, okay, Grandpa. Oh, we're having a practice for the lion back races at recess. You'd be amazed at how much straw they can eat. They're big animals. Got to feed a lot of straw before you ride on their backs for races. Well, Grandpa's a little nervous about that. I know lions are safe to be around now, but I still get a little scared even when they were in their cages. Saw some ferocious animals at the zoo growing up, and I just can't bring myself up to walk right up to them. Grandma, is that why you didn't want to get a drink at Snake and Shake? I don't know, maybe the snakes come and hand you your drink. But Grandpa's still a little afraid of snakes, even though they're safe now. He asks, what's a zoo? That's sad. They used to have to put animals in cages so people would be safe. The only danger I've seen is when my pet bear tries to use the kitchen stove. His paws are not good at holding small items. Can you imagine that, you know, there he is trying to cook. Can you imagine that'd be the biggest danger a bear would pose, is cooking eggs? Because otherwise they'll be tame. You could cuddle them. Kids, would you want to ride on a bear? Yes, you would. I would too. All right, familiar passage reminding us that this is possible, and this is the future, the better future we can start thinking about now. Isaiah 11, 6 and 7. The wolf shall also dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. That's you, kids. The cow and the bear shall graze, the young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and probably a lot of straw. So, this little boy drew a picture of what recess looks like. We've got a little wolf singing some hymns with a sheep. A little boy just wearing a feather boa constrictor. We've got feeding the lion some straw there. Riding on a goat or a reindeer? I'm not sure. He's 8 years old. I don't know. He doesn't know how to draw animals. So we think about animals and mankind being tamed. It's miraculous, right? It's going to take God's direct intervention to make a lion tame. And that's a big thing. But even more so, taming the hearts of men. That seems like the bigger miracle, right? So that people won't want to hurt each other anymore. They won't have hatred. There'll be love and peace. That is a future time we look forward to. Grandpa continues. Yes, dear one, I didn't have this new world to grow up in. I didn't have God's word everywhere like you do. I'm still learning more. Soon I'll come visit in my new fill in the blank. What kind of transportation are we going to have in the millennium? We're going to have spaceship? Okay. Are we going to have internal combustion elephants? Do you say elephant? We're going to fly? Could be. Yeah, I mean, we don't know. Are we going to be in Cybertrucks? You know? Well, even Cybertrucks, you know, making the batteries is still maybe not the best for the Earth, so there might be some new transportation modes we haven't thought of yet. When the whole world comes together, led by Christ, imagine what ideas we can have. Right now, good ideas get snuffed out by big companies, but when Christ is ruling, we're going to have all sorts of new ideas. You think about infrastructure. You know, thinking at a practical level, right? We think about, you know, riding a bear and things like that, but there's a lot of practicalities to consider if we, as spirit beings in the millennium, are going to be guiding and reconstructing. There's things we need to think about. How do you rebuild the earth for 1,000 years to prepare for billions of people? You know, do you have skills of architecture, planning? We need those things. We have to get ready for billions of people coming up at once in the second resurrection. I heard a quote, it was estimated that about 117 billion people have ever lived on the earth since Adam and Eve. And imagine the majority of those are going to be coming up in the second resurrection. That's a lot of people. We have to think about things like housing for them. They're going to come up. You need bathrooms. You need water. You need hugs, healing. There's got to be a lot of planning we can do. So what skills do you have now that could help then? Right? We're thinking about this better future. Let's start thinking about it now. What skills you might have and develop now that can be helpful and useful in the millennium. So what do we look forward to? Some of you have already been talking about that this feast. What do you look forward to in the kingdom of God? You know, is it riding a pet bear? Families restored? Nations at peace? Proper agriculture? There's so many things to look forward to. It's good for us to share those ideas as we are excited about the feast, and it's the last day now. Definitely not too late to start thinking about those things. So grandkid continues, oh, Grandpa, you won't believe what just happened. It was amazing. First, I... To be continued, right? You want to hear the rest? Well, we've got to be there in that better resurrection where you can finish the story. You can help write stories like these. Obviously, this was made up. But these will be real stories in the millennium, in the kingdom. That's the better future we await. We want to make sure that we're there and can help write these stories. The better future, the better resurrection is coming. Let's do what we can to think about that in the future and think about that better future now so our present is better as well. This is going to be continued in the millennium. Let's all be there to continue these letters.